The History of the Modern World by R.R. Palmer. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: The History of the Modern World by R.R. Palmer is a comprehensive overview of the history of the world from the Renaissance to the present day. It covers the major political, economic, social, and cultural developments of the period, as well as the major figures and events that shaped the modern world. The book begins with a discussion of the Renaissance and its impact on Europe, followed by a look at the Age of Exploration and the rise of the nation-state. It then examines the Enlightenment and the French Revolution, the Industrial Revolution, and the rise of imperialism. It also looks at the two world wars and their aftermath, the Cold War, and the emergence of the modern world. Finally, it looks at the current state of the world and the challenges that lie ahead. The book is divided into four parts. Part 1 covers the Renaissance and its impact on Europe, including the rise of the nation-state, the Age of Exploration, and the emergence of the modern world. Part 2 examines the Enlightenment and the French Revolution, the Industrial Revolution, and the rise of imperialism. Part 3 looks at the two world wars and their aftermath, the Cold War, and the emergence of the modern world. Part 4 looks at the current state of the world and the challenges that lie ahead. Throughout the book, Palmer provides a comprehensive overview of the major political, economic, social, and cultural developments of the period, as well as the major figures and events that shaped the modern world. The book is written in a clear and accessible style, making it suitable for both students and general readers. It is well-researched and includes a wealth of primary and secondary sources. It also includes a comprehensive bibliography and index, making it an invaluable resource for anyone interested in the history of the modern world. The History of the Modern World is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the history of the world from the Renaissance to the present day. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Enlightenment. The Enlightenment was an intellectual movement in the 18th century that sought to apply reason and scientific methods to the study of society and politics. It was a period of great intellectual and social progress, and its ideas had a profound impact on the development of modern society. The Enlightenment was an intellectual movement in the 18th century that sought to apply reason and scientific methods to the study of society and politics. It was a period of great intellectual and social progress, and its ideas had a profound impact on the development of modern society. The Enlightenment was a reaction to the religious and political authority of the time, and it sought to replace superstition and dogma with reason and science. It was a period of great intellectual and social progress, and its ideas had a profound impact on the development of modern society. The Enlightenment thinkers sought to create a new way of thinking about the world, one that was based on reason and science rather than superstition and dogma. They argued for the importance of individual liberty, freedom of thought, and the right to pursue knowledge. They also argued for the importance of education and the need for governments to be accountable to their citizens. The Enlightenment thinkers also sought to create a new social order, one that was based on the principles of equality, justice, and human rights. The Enlightenment thinkers had a profound influence on the development of modern society. Their ideas helped to shape the political and social landscape of the modern world. They argued for the importance of individual liberty, freedom of thought, and the right to pursue knowledge. They also argued for the importance of education and the need for governments to be accountable to their citizens. The Enlightenment thinkers also sought to create a new social order, one that was based on the principles of equality, justice, and human rights. The Enlightenment thinkers also argued for the importance of religious tolerance and the need for governments to protect the rights of all citizens. The Enlightenment had a lasting impact on the development of modern society. Its ideas helped to shape the political and social landscape of the modern world. Its emphasis on reason and science helped to create a new way of thinking about the world, one that was based on evidence and logic rather than superstition and dogma. Its ideas also helped to create a new social order, one that was based on the principles of equality, justice, and human rights. The Enlightenment thinkers also argued for the importance of religious tolerance and the need for governments to protect the rights of all citizens. The Enlightenment was a period of great intellectual and social progress, and its ideas had a profound impact on the development of modern society. Main idea number two. The French Revolution. The French Revolution was a period of political and social upheaval in France that began in 1789 and lasted until 1799. It was a major turning point in the history of Europe, and its effects were felt throughout the world. It marked the end of the absolute monarchy and the beginning of the modern nation-state. The French Revolution was a period of immense political and social upheaval in France that began in 1789 and lasted until 1799. It was a major turning point in the history of Europe, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The revolution saw the end of the absolute monarchy and the beginning of the modern nation-state. It was a period of great political and social upheaval, with the overthrow of the monarchy, the establishment of a republic, and the adoption of a new constitution. The revolution also saw the rise of a new class of citizens, the bourgeoisie, who were able to take advantage of the new opportunities created by the revolution. The revolution also saw the emergence of a new form of government, the constitutional monarchy, which was based on the principles of liberty, equality, and fraternity. The revolution also had a profound effect on the culture of France. It saw the emergence of a new form of literature, the novel, which was used to express the ideas of the revolution. It also saw the emergence of a new form of art, the Romantic movement, which was used to express the emotions of the revolution. The revolution also saw the emergence of a new form of music, the opera, which was used to express the ideas of the revolution. The French Revolution had a lasting impact on the history of Europe and the world. It marked the end of the absolute monarchy and the beginning of the modern nation-state. It also saw the emergence of a new form of government, the constitutional monarchy, which was based on the principles of liberty, equality, and fraternity. The revolution also saw the emergence of a new class of citizens, the bourgeoisie, who were able to take advantage of the new opportunities created by the revolution. The revolution also had a profound effect on the culture of France, with the emergence of a new form of literature, the novel, and a new form of art, the Romantic movement. Main idea number three. The Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution was a period of rapid economic and technological change in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. It saw the development of new technologies, the growth of factories, and the emergence of a new class of industrial workers. The Industrial Revolution was a period of dramatic economic and technological transformation that began in the late 18th century and continued into the 19th century. It was marked by the introduction of new manufacturing processes, the growth of factories, and the emergence of a new class of industrial workers. The Industrial Revolution saw the development of new technologies such as the steam engine, the spinning jenny, and the power loom, which allowed for the mass production of goods. This revolutionized the way goods were produced and led to a dramatic increase in productivity. It also led to the growth of cities and the emergence of a new urban working class. The Industrial Revolution had a profound impact on the social, economic, and political structures of the time, and its effects are still felt today. The Industrial Revolution was a period of great change and innovation. It saw the emergence of new industries, the growth of factories, and the development of new technologies. It also saw the emergence of a new class of industrial workers, who were often poorly paid and worked in dangerous conditions. The Industrial Revolution also had a profound effect on the social and political structures of the time, as it led to the growth of cities and the emergence of a new urban working class. The Industrial Revolution also had a major impact on the global economy, as it led to the growth of international trade and the emergence of new markets. The Industrial Revolution was a period of great change and innovation that had a profound impact on the world. It saw the emergence of new industries, the growth of factories, and the development of new technologies. It also saw the emergence of a new class of industrial workers, who were often poorly paid and worked in dangerous conditions. The Industrial Revolution also had a major impact on the global economy, as it led to the growth of international trade and the emergence of new markets. The effects of the Industrial Revolution are still felt today, and it is considered one of the most important events in human history. Main idea number 4. The Napoleonic Wars. The Napoleonic Wars were a series of conflicts fought between France and a coalition of European powers from 1799 to 1815. The wars saw the rise of Napoleon Bonaparte as a military leader and the expansion of French power across Europe. The Napoleonic Wars were a series of conflicts fought between France and a coalition of European powers from 1799 to 1815. The wars saw the rise of Napoleon Bonaparte as a military leader and the expansion of French power across Europe. Napoleon's armies swept through Europe, conquering much of the continent and establishing a French-dominated empire. The wars ended with Napoleon's defeat at the Battle of Waterloo in 1815, and the restoration of the European balance of power. The Napoleonic Wars had a profound impact on European politics and society. The wars saw the emergence of a new type of warfare, with mass armies and the use of new technologies such as the musket and the cannon. The wars also saw the rise of nationalism, as people across Europe began to identify with their nation-states and fight for their independence. The Napoleonic Wars also had a major economic impact, with the disruption of trade and the destruction of infrastructure. The Napoleonic Wars also had a major cultural impact, with the spread of French culture and ideas across Europe. The wars saw the emergence of Romanticism, a movement that celebrated the power of the individual and the beauty of nature. The Napoleonic Wars also saw the emergence of new forms of literature, such as the novel, and new forms of art, such as the painting of Jacques-Louis David. The Napoleonic Wars were a major turning point in European history, and their legacy can still be seen today. The wars saw the emergence of a new type of warfare, the rise of nationalism, and the spread of French culture and ideas. The Napoleonic Wars also had a major economic and cultural impact, and their legacy can still be seen in the modern world. Main idea number 5. The Congress of Vienna. The Congress of Vienna was a diplomatic conference held in 1814-15 to settle the political and territorial issues arising from the Napoleonic Wars. It was a major event in European history, and its decisions had a lasting impact on the balance of power in Europe. The Congress of Vienna was a major event in European history, and its decisions had a lasting impact on the balance of power in Europe. It was convened in 1814-15 to settle the political and territorial issues arising from the Napoleonic Wars. The Congress was attended by representatives from the major European powers, including Austria, Britain, France, Prussia, and Russia. The delegates discussed a wide range of topics, including the restoration of the Bourbon monarchy in France, the reorganization of the German states, and the creation of a new balance of power in Europe. The Congress also established the Concert of Europe, a system of collective security that was intended to prevent future wars. The Congress of Vienna was a success in many ways. It restored the balance of power in Europe and provided a framework for peace and stability. It also established a system of collective security that was intended to prevent future wars. However, the Congress was also criticized for its conservative nature and its failure to address the social and economic issues of the day. Despite its shortcomings, the Congress of Vienna was a major event in European history, and its decisions had a lasting impact on the balance of power in Europe. Main idea number 6. The unification of Italy. The unification of Italy was a process of political and military unification that took place in the 19th century. It saw the creation of a unified Italian state and the emergence of a new Italian nation. The unification of Italy was a complex process that began in the early 19th century and lasted until the late 19th century. It was a process of political and military unification that saw the creation of a unified Italian state and the emergence of a new Italian nation. The process was driven by a combination of factors, including the rise of Italian nationalism, the weakening of the Papal States, the decline of the Austrian Empire, and the rise of the House of Savoy. The unification process was marked by a series of wars, including the Italian War of Independence, the Austro-Prussian War, and the Franco-Prussian War. The unification of Italy was also marked by a series of political reforms, including the abolition of feudalism, the establishment of a unified legal system, and the adoption of a new constitution. The unification of Italy was a major event in European history, and it had a profound impact on the development of the modern world. The unification of Italy was a long and difficult process, and it was not without its setbacks. The process was marked by a series of wars and political reforms, and it was not until the late 19th century that the unification of Italy was complete. The unification of Italy was a major event in European history, and it had a profound impact on the development of the modern world. The unification of Italy was a major step forward in the development of a unified European identity, and it helped to create a sense of national pride and unity among the Italian people. Main idea number 7. The unification of Germany. The unification of Germany was a process of political and military unification that took place in the 19th century. It saw the creation of a unified German state and the emergence of a new German nation. The unification of Germany was a complex process that began in the early 19th century. It was a combination of political and military events that ultimately led to the creation of a unified German state and the emergence of a new German nation. The process began with the rise of Prussia, a powerful German state that sought to expand its influence and power. Prussia was able to gain control of much of the German-speaking lands, and it was able to unify them into a single state. This was accomplished through a series of wars, including the Franco-Prussian War of 1870-71, which saw Prussia defeat France and gain control of much of the German-speaking lands. The unification of Germany was also aided by the efforts of Otto von Bismarck, the Prussian Chancellor who was instrumental in the unification process. Bismarck was able to use a combination of diplomacy and military force to bring the German-speaking states together into a unified nation. He also worked to create a strong central government and a unified economy. This allowed Germany to become a major power in Europe and to become a leader in the Industrial Revolution. The unification of Germany was a major event in European history and it had a lasting impact on the continent. It created a powerful nation that was able to challenge the existing powers of Europe and to become a major player in world affairs. The unification of Germany also had a major impact on the development of the modern world, as it helped to create a unified Europe and to lay the foundations for the European Union. Main idea number 8. The American Civil War. The American Civil War was a conflict between the Union and the Confederacy that lasted from 1861 to 1865. It was a major event in American history, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The American Civil War was a conflict between the Union and the Confederacy that lasted from 1861 to 1865. It was a major event in American history, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The war was fought over the issue of slavery, with the Union fighting to abolish it and the Confederacy fighting to preserve it. The war resulted in the death of over 600,000 soldiers and civilians, and the emancipation of millions of slaves. It also had a profound impact on the political, economic, and social landscape of the United States, and it is still remembered and studied today. The war began with the Confederate attack on Fort Sumter in April 1861, and it ended with the surrender of the Confederate forces in April 1865. During the war, the Union and the Confederacy fought a series of battles, including the Battle of Gettysburg, the Battle of Antietam, and the Battle of Vicksburg. The Union was ultimately victorious, and the Confederacy was forced to surrender. The war also resulted in the passage of the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery in the United States. The American Civil War was a major turning point in American history. It resulted in the end of slavery, the reunification of the United States, and the emergence of the United States as a major world power. It also had a lasting impact on the culture and politics of the United States, and it is still studied and discussed today. Main idea number 9. The Scramble for Africa. The Scramble for Africa was a period of intense competition between European powers for control of African territories in the late 19th century. It was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the continent. The scramble for Africa was a period of intense competition between European powers for control of African territories in the late 19th century. It was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the continent. The competition was driven by a combination of economic, political, and social factors, including the desire for new markets, the need for raw materials, and the search for prestige and power. The scramble was also a result of the technological advances of the time, which allowed for more efficient transportation and communication. As a result, European powers were able to quickly and easily expand their influence in Africa. The scramble for Africa had a profound impact on the continent. It led to the establishment of European colonies, the displacement of African peoples, and the exploitation of African resources. It also resulted in the introduction of new technologies, the spread of Christianity, and the development of new economic systems. The scramble for Africa also had a lasting impact on the political and social landscape of the continent, as it led to the creation of new states and the emergence of new forms of government. The scramble for Africa was a major event in world history, and its effects are still felt today. It has shaped the political, economic, and social landscape of the continent, and has had a lasting impact on the lives of millions of people. The scramble for Africa is an important part of the history of the modern world, and its legacy continues to be felt today. Main idea number 10. The Spanish-American War. The Spanish-American War was a conflict between Spain and the United States that lasted from 1898 to 1902. It was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the Americas. The Spanish-American War was a conflict between Spain and the United States that lasted from 1898 to 1902. It was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the Americas. The war began when the United States declared war on Spain in April 1898, in response to Spain's refusal to recognize the independence of Cuba. The United States also sought to protect its interests in the Caribbean and the Pacific. The war was fought in both the Caribbean and the Pacific, with the United States ultimately emerging victorious. The war had a significant impact on the United States, as it marked the first time the country had become involved in a major international conflict. It also marked the beginning of the United States' emergence as a world power. The war also had a major impact on Spain, as it resulted in the loss of its colonies in the Caribbean and the Pacific. The war also had a major impact on the countries of Latin America, as it resulted in the emergence of new nations and the weakening of Spanish influence in the region. The Spanish-American War was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the Americas. It marked the beginning of the United States' emergence as a world power, and it resulted in the weakening of Spanish influence in the region. It also resulted in the emergence of new nations in Latin America, and it had a major impact on the countries of the region. The war also had a major impact on the United States, as it marked the first time the country had become involved in a major international conflict. Main idea number 11. World War I. World War I was a conflict between the Allied powers and the Central powers that lasted from 1914 to 1918. It was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the world. World War I was a conflict of unprecedented scale and destruction. It began in 1914 when the Austro-Hungarian Empire declared war on Serbia, and soon spread to involve all of the major European powers. The war was fought on land, sea, and air, and saw the introduction of new technologies such as tanks, airplanes, and chemical weapons. The war was also characterized by trench warfare, in which opposing forces dug in and fought from fortified positions. The war saw the deaths of millions of soldiers and civilians, and the destruction of entire cities. The war also had a profound effect on the political and social landscape of Europe, leading to the collapse of the Austro-Hungarian and Ottoman empires, and the emergence of new nations in Eastern Europe. The war also had a major impact on the United States. Although the United States did not enter the war until 1917, it provided significant financial and material support to the Allied powers. The war also saw the emergence of the United States as a major world power, and the beginning of its involvement in international affairs. The war also had a major impact on the economy, with the United States emerging from the war as the world's leading economic power. World War I was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the world. It changed the political and social landscape of Europe, and saw the emergence of the United States as a major world power. The war also had a major impact on the economy, and saw the introduction of new technologies such as tanks, airplanes, and chemical weapons. The war also saw the deaths of millions of soldiers and civilians, and the destruction of entire cities. The war was a major event in world history, and its effects are still felt today. Main idea number 12. The Russian Revolution. The Russian Revolution was a period of political and social upheaval in Russia that began in 1917 and lasted until 1922. It was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The Russian Revolution was a period of immense political and social upheaval in Russia that began in 1917 and lasted until 1922. It was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The revolution was sparked by a combination of economic, political, and social factors, including the oppressive rule of the Tsar, the poverty of the working class, and the rise of revolutionary ideas. The revolution saw the overthrow of the Tsar and the establishment of a new government, the Soviet Union, which was based on the principles of socialism and communism. The revolution also saw the introduction of a number of reforms, including the introduction of universal suffrage, the nationalization of industry, and the establishment of a welfare state. The revolution also had a profound impact on the international community, as it led to the spread of communism and the Cold War. The Russian Revolution was a complex and multifaceted event, and its effects were felt in many different ways. It had a major impact on the political, economic, and social structures of Russia, and it also had a profound effect on the international community. The revolution saw the overthrow of the Tsar and the establishment of a new government, the Soviet Union, which was based on the principles of socialism and communism. It also saw the introduction of a number of reforms, including the introduction of universal suffrage, the nationalization of industry, and the establishment of a welfare state. The revolution also had a major impact on the international community, as it led to the spread of communism and the Cold War. The Russian Revolution was a major event in world history, and its effects are still felt today. It changed the course of history, and its legacy can still be seen in the political, economic, and social structures of Russia and the world. The revolution was a complex and multifaceted event, and its effects were felt in many different ways. It had a major impact on the political, economic, and social structures of Russia, and it also had a profound effect on the international community. The revolution saw the overthrow of the Tsar and the establishment of a new government, the Soviet Union, which was based on the principles of socialism and communism. It also saw the introduction of a number of reforms, including the introduction of universal suffrage, the nationalization of industry, and the establishment of a welfare state. The revolution also had a major impact on the international community, as it led to the spread of communism and the Cold War. Main idea number 13. The rise of fascism. The rise of fascism was a period of political and social upheaval in Europe in the 1920s and 1930s. It saw the emergence of authoritarian regimes in Italy, Germany, and other countries, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The rise of fascism was a period of political and social upheaval in Europe in the 1920s and 1930s. It was characterized by the emergence of authoritarian regimes in Italy, Germany, and other countries, and its effects were felt throughout the world. These regimes were characterized by a strong central government, a single leader, and a focus on national unity and strength. They also sought to control the economy, suppress dissent, and promote a sense of national pride and identity. Fascism was a reaction to the perceived failure of liberal democracy and the perceived threat of communism. It was also a reaction to the economic and social changes brought about by the Industrial Revolution and the Great War. The rise of fascism was accompanied by a rise in nationalism and xenophobia. Fascists sought to create a sense of national unity and identity by emphasizing the importance of the nation-state and its citizens. They also sought to create a sense of national pride and identity by promoting a sense of superiority over other nations and cultures. Fascists also sought to control the economy, suppress dissent, and promote a sense of national pride and identity. They also sought to control the media and censor any criticism of the regime. The rise of fascism had a profound effect on Europe and the world. It led to the Second World War and the Holocaust, and it also led to the emergence of totalitarian regimes in many countries. It also had a lasting impact on the way people think about politics and government, and it has been used as a tool to justify oppressive regimes and policies. The rise of fascism is an important part of modern history, and it is important to understand its causes and consequences. Main idea number 14. World War II. World War II was a conflict between the Allied powers and the Axis powers that lasted from 1939 to 1945. It was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the world. World War II was a global conflict that lasted from 1939 to 1945. It was the most destructive war in history, with an estimated 70 million people killed. It involved the mobilization of the entire world, with more than 100 million military personnel participating in the war. The war was fought between the Allied powers, which included the United States, the United Kingdom, the Soviet Union, and China, and the Axis powers, which included Germany, Italy, and Japan. The war began with the German invasion of Poland in 1939 and ended with the surrender of Japan in 1945. The war had a profound impact on the world, both during and after the conflict. It changed the political landscape of Europe, with the establishment of the United Nations and the division of Germany into two separate states. It also had a major economic impact, with the destruction of infrastructure and the displacement of millions of people. The war also had a major cultural impact, with the emergence of new forms of art, literature, and music. World War II was a major turning point in world history, and its effects are still felt today. It was a conflict that changed the course of history, and its legacy continues to shape the world we live in today. Main idea number 15. The Cold War. The Cold War was a period of political and military tension between the United States and the Soviet Union that lasted from 1945 to 1991. It was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The Cold War was a period of intense political and military tension between the United States and the Soviet Union that lasted from 1945 to 1991. It was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The Cold War was characterized by a series of proxy wars, ideological clashes, and nuclear arms races between the two superpowers. The United States and the Soviet Union competed for influence in the Third World, and the two sides engaged in a series of proxy wars in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. The Cold War also saw the development of nuclear weapons, and the two sides engaged in a nuclear arms race that threatened the world with the possibility of nuclear war. The Cold War also saw the development of the space race, as the two sides competed to be the first to send a human into space. The Cold War ended with the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, and the end of the Cold War ushered in a new era of international relations. The Cold War had a major impact on the world. It led to the creation of a bipolar world, with the United States and the Soviet Union as the two superpowers. It also led to the creation of a number of international organizations, such as the United Nations, and the development of international law. The Cold War also led to the development of a number of international treaties, such as the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and the creation of a number of international organizations, such as the International Atomic Energy Agency. The Cold War also led to the development of a number of international organizations, such as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, which were designed to promote economic development and stability. Finally, the Cold War led to the development of a number of international organizations, such as the World Trade Organization, which were designed to promote free trade and economic development. Main idea number 16. The decolonization of Africa and Asia. The decolonization of Africa and Asia was a process of political and social change that took place in the mid-20th century. It saw the end of European colonial rule in many parts of the world, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The decolonization of Africa and Asia was a process of immense importance in the mid-20th century. It marked the end of centuries of European colonial rule in many parts of the world, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The process of decolonization was complex and varied from region to region, but it was driven by a combination of factors, including the rise of nationalist movements, the weakening of European powers after World War II, and the increasing influence of the United States and the Soviet Union. In many cases, the process of decolonization was accompanied by violence and civil war, as nationalist movements sought to overthrow colonial regimes and establish independent states. In other cases, decolonization was achieved through peaceful negotiations between the colonial powers and the nationalist movements. The process of decolonization had a profound impact on the political and social landscape of the world. It led to the creation of dozens of new independent states, and it also had a major impact on the international system. The end of colonial rule in Africa and Asia meant that the power of the European colonial powers was greatly diminished, and the United States and the Soviet Union emerged as the two major superpowers. The process of decolonization also had a major impact on the global economy, as newly independent states sought to develop their own economies and to become more integrated into the global economy. The decolonization of Africa and Asia was a major event in world history, and its effects are still felt today. It marked the end of centuries of European domination in many parts of the world, and it opened the door for the emergence of new independent states. It also had a major impact on the international system, as the power of the European colonial powers was greatly diminished and the United States and the Soviet Union emerged as the two major superpowers. The process of decolonization also had a major impact on the global economy, as newly independent states sought to develop their own economies and to become more integrated into the global economy. Main idea number 17. The Cuban Missile Crisis. The Cuban Missile Crisis was a period of intense political and military tension between the United States and the Soviet Union in 1962. It was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The Cuban Missile Crisis was a period of intense political and military tension between the United States and the Soviet Union in 1962. It began when the Soviet Union secretly placed nuclear missiles in Cuba, just 90 miles off the coast of Florida. The United States responded by imposing a naval blockade of the island, and the two superpowers were on the brink of nuclear war. The crisis was eventually resolved through a combination of diplomacy and compromise, but it was a close call. The Cuban Missile Crisis was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the world. It demonstrated the power of nuclear weapons and the danger of nuclear war, and it highlighted the need for better communication and understanding between the two superpowers. It also showed the importance of international diplomacy and negotiation in resolving conflicts. The Cuban Missile Crisis was a major turning point in the Cold War, and it had a lasting impact on international relations. Main idea number 18. The Vietnam War. The Vietnam War was a conflict between North Vietnam and South Vietnam that lasted from 1955 to 1975. It was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The Vietnam War was a conflict between North Vietnam and South Vietnam that lasted from 1955 to 1975. It was a major event in world history, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The war was fought between the communist North Vietnam, supported by the Soviet Union and China, and the non-communist South Vietnam, supported by the United States and other countries. The war was fought mainly in South Vietnam, but there were also battles in Laos and Cambodia. The war was characterized by guerrilla warfare, with both sides using tactics such as ambushes, surprise attacks, and the use of booby traps. The war was also marked by the use of chemical weapons, such as Agent Orange, by the United States. The war resulted in the deaths of over 2 million people, including both civilians and combatants. It also caused massive destruction of property and displacement of people. The war also had a major impact on the politics of the region, with the fall of South Vietnam in 1975 leading to the reunification of Vietnam under a communist government. The Vietnam War had a major impact on the United States. It was the longest and most costly war in American history, and it divided the nation. The war also had a major impact on the American economy, with the cost of the war estimated to be over $150 billion. The war also had a major impact on American society, with the anti-war movement gaining strength and leading to protests and demonstrations. The war also had a major impact on the international community, with the United Nations condemning the war and calling for a ceasefire. The war also had a major impact on the Cold War, with the United States and the Soviet Union becoming more hostile towards each other. The Vietnam War was a major event in world history, and its effects are still felt today. It was a conflict that divided nations and caused immense suffering and destruction. It is a reminder of the human cost of war, and of the need for peace and understanding between nations. Main idea number 19. The fall of the Berlin Wall. The fall of the Berlin Wall was a major event in world history that took place in 1989. It marked the end of the Cold War and the reunification of Germany, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The fall of the Berlin Wall was a major event in world history that took place in 1989. It marked the end of the Cold War and the reunification of Germany, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The fall of the wall was a symbol of the end of the Cold War and the collapse of the Soviet Union. It was also a sign of the end of the division of Europe into two blocks, and the beginning of a new era of cooperation and integration. The fall of the wall was a major event in world history, and it had a profound impact on the international political and economic landscape. The fall of the Berlin Wall was a major event in world history, and it had a profound impact on the international political and economic landscape. It was a major victory for democracy and freedom, and it opened up the possibility of a new era of cooperation and integration between East and West. It also marked the end of the Cold War and the reunification of Germany, and it was a major step towards the creation of a unified Europe. The fall of the wall was a major event in world history, and it had a lasting impact on the international political and economic landscape. The fall of the Berlin Wall was a major event in world history, and it had a profound impact on the international political and economic landscape. It was a major victory for democracy and freedom, and it opened up the possibility of a new era of cooperation and integration between East and West. It also marked the end of the Cold War and the reunification of Germany, and it was a major step towards the creation of a unified Europe. The fall of the wall was a major event in world history, and it had a lasting impact on the international political and economic landscape. Main idea number 20. The end of the Cold War. The end of the Cold War was a period of political and social change that took place in the late 1980s and early 1990s. It saw the collapse of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The end of the Cold War was a period of political and social change that took place in the late 1980s and early 1990s. It saw the collapse of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War, and its effects were felt throughout the world. The Cold War had been a period of intense rivalry between the United States and the Soviet Union, and the end of the Cold War marked a major shift in the international order. The end of the Cold War saw the emergence of a new world order, with the United States as the sole superpower and the Soviet Union no longer a major player in international affairs. The end of the Cold War also saw the emergence of a new set of global challenges, such as the spread of terrorism, the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, and the rise of global economic inequality. The end of the Cold War also saw the emergence of a new set of international institutions, such as the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, and the International Monetary Fund, which sought to promote global cooperation and stability. The end of the Cold War also saw the emergence of a new set of regional conflicts, such as the wars in the former Yugoslavia and the Middle East. These conflicts highlighted the need for a new approach to international security, and the United Nations and other international organizations sought to address these issues. The end of the Cold War also saw the emergence of a new set of global economic challenges, such as the rise of globalization and the emergence of new economic powers, such as China and India. The end of the Cold War also saw the emergence of a new set of social and cultural changes, such as the rise of the Internet and the emergence of new forms of communication. These changes had a profound impact on the way people interacted with each other and the way they viewed the world. The end of the Cold War also saw the emergence of a new set of political challenges, such as the rise of populism and the emergence of new forms of authoritarianism.